Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. April 16th, 1947 was a Wednesday in the port city of Texas City in Galveston Bay. It was a Wednesday like almost every other Wednesday. Longshoremen on the dock were going about their usual tasks at work. Some were perhaps thinking about things that were upcoming, perhaps their summer vacation. Some were perhaps looking forward to the birth of a child. Others may have been looking forward to a marriage coming up in the next couple of months. Some may just have been very happy that World War II was over and life was getting back to normal. Tied up next to that dock at that city in Texas was a French ship called the Grand Camp, and it was in the process of finishing loading about 2,300 tons of ammonium nitrate, which is a fertilizer. About 8 o'clock that morning, the crew started to notice there was smoke coming from the hold. And so as they investigated, they realized that if they used water, they would compromise the entire shipment. And so instead of putting water on the fire, they tried to smother it by closing all of the hatches. About an hour later, it happened. There was a massive explosion. It was heard 150 miles away. A mushroom cloud rose 2,000 feet into the air. Burning shrapnel and pieces of ship were blown all across the whole industrial area, starting secondary fires. A nearby ship carrying large amounts of sulfur also caught fire, and it burned for days after that. The 15-foot tidal wave that ensued from this explosion destroyed a lot of homes and displaced 2,000 people. In all, nearly 600 people were killed, including most of the Texas City Fire Department. Had they known that explosion was coming, they could have evacuated. They could have prepared and saved a lot of lives. But they didn't know it was coming. In our gospel text for today, Jesus says he doesn't know the day of his return either. This text is a continuation that we heard a couple of weeks ago. Jesus had just foretold the destruction of the temple, and the disciples had said, "What are the signs? When is this going to come so that we know what to expect and know how to prepare for it?" Jesus' first answer to that question described the destruction, the coming destruction of Jerusalem. But then his conversation transitioned into discussion about the end of the world. And in that discussion, he says, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." Today is the first Sunday in Advent. Advent is a season of preparation for Christ's coming this Christmas. And so we prepare for his coming on Christmas Eve. But at the same time, we are also reminded that Christ is coming again someday. At the end of the world, he will blow that trumpet, and the world will come to an end. And it's that last topic that I want to talk about today. So I have a couple questions for you. How are you getting ready for Christmas coming in 24 days? The second question is the question I would really like to talk about today, and that is, how are you getting ready for his second coming? How are you getting ready for that second day when Jesus has that trumpet blown and he comes unexpectedly? It's easy for us today in today's world to wonder, is Jesus ever really coming back? After all, it's been 2,000 years or more. The world would have us think that. They would have us ignore that question completely. They want us to remember that there's only 24 shopping days until Christmas. During that time, some of you will attend parties and gatherings. Some of you will go shopping for just that right gift for just that special person. There's a lot of things we have to do. We have to put up the tree at home. Some of you will decorate your homes with Christmas lights. Even today in our church, we're going to decorate the church in preparation for Christmas. But this worldly approach to Christmas is a very serious trap, and we must be careful not to fall into it. The worldly Christmas trap would lead to moral and spiritual deterioration at the most important time when we really need to be ready for Christ's coming. Our epistle lesson for this Sunday reminds us that the day of Christ is ever nearer than it was. Paul says, "For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand." And so my question is, what are you supposed to do? How do we get ready for that last day? How is it that we prepare for that? Let me suggest that the answer is not how do we get ready, but how do we stay ready? Paul provides some answer to that question that we have in our epistle for today. He says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." To put on Christ is to live in a close personal relationship with Him. To live each day knowing that Jesus is there walking at your side, remembering that in your baptism you were given a new life. But the dinginess of this world tends to cling to us anyway. And so because of our broken human nature, we must come frequently to the Lord's table and seek His forgiveness. And we must constantly abandon our human nature and refuse to gratify its desires. Jesus points out another thing that we might do. He says, "If the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into." But we tend not to think much about the end of the world, and we tend not to think that it's coming. And yet our text for today reminds us that it is indeed coming. We just don't know when. There's a famous illustration that kind of helps us understand this whole process. A man traveling in Italy comes to a famous great estate. And as he comes to it, he realizes that it is kept immaculately. The hedges are perfectly trimmed. The garden has a great grand display of beautiful flowers. The lawn is always newly mown, and the pathways are always swept of anything inappropriate. And that visitor, as he is looking at the estate, sees the caretaker. He sees the gardener, and he strikes up a conversation with him. He learns that the owner of this estate does not live in this estate. He's living in another estate some distance down the road. He further learns that this owner of this estate who doesn't live there has not been to that estate for more than 20 years. "But you keep it looking so nice and so clean and so neat," the visitor says to the gardener. "You act as if the owner might come tomorrow." "Oh, no," replies the gardener. "Today, he might come today." You see, that gardener was not trying to figure out when that owner was coming back. He was not looking up into the sky for a sign that said he might be coming. He was not looking down the road to see if the owner were coming. He did not say, "The owner's not been here for a long time. I bet he has forgotten about this place." He did not think, "He hasn't come for 20 years. He's not coming today. Probably not tomorrow either." That gardener is ready for the master to come even that very afternoon. The gardener was not waiting for the master to come and then begin to clean up his garden. That gardener is about the task of living his life and doing what he has been assigned to do. He's been called to take care of the master's garden, and he is about the task of being a good gardener that day and every day. He was always ready for the gardener to return. And so it is with us. We don't know the hour or the day when Jesus will return. We just need to live our lives as if he's coming back not tomorrow, but this afternoon. We servants of God have many callings in this life. Jesus expects to find us living out those callings on that day when he returns. And so that's how we stay prepared. We don't get prepared. We stay prepared for that day when that trumpet sounds. That's how we stay ready. This season of Advent challenges us with this question. Are you going to live your life today? And the answer is, we are going to live our lives like that gardener, simply living our Christian lives. We are going to live by getting up each morning and putting on Christ. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds prepared for Jesus' second coming through faith in him. Amen.